Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Burial or cremation? Well, that is the choice facing all of us when our time is up. So if you're planning on the latter option, have you thought about where exactly you'd like your cremated ashes to end up? John Cook has been meeting those involved in a new type of final resting place in Ennis, and he joins us now from there. And tell us more, John.
Well, have you decided yourself, Sarah?
I have given this no thought.
If it's cremation, people might consider an urn on the mantelpiece for your ashes or scattering them in a special place. But around 5 years ago, the Vatican announced new guidelines ruling out these options, saying ashes must be kept in sacred spaces or consecrated ground. So some Catholics use a family grave for this purpose. Others use a memorial wall at a local graveyard or crematorium. But the rise in popularity for cremation in Ireland, and especially here in the West since the first crematorium opened in Shannon, in the first in the west of Ireland about 4 years ago, it's what led parish priest of Ennis, Father Tom Ryan, to consider what's called a columbarium, which means the resting place of a dove when you translate from the Latin words. And basically, it's what they're calling a sacred space to store the ashes of the deceased inside the walls of the Killaloe Diocesan Cathedral in what used to be its mortuary chapel. So that's where I met Father Tom to hear more.
In the past 4 years, over 3,700 people have been cremated from the crematorium in Shannon, stretching now from Sligo to North Kerry, but predominantly here in the Midwest. And here in the parish of Ennis, an increasing number of parishioners are opting for cremation. So here in the cathedral, we have given the facility to a company called Eternum Columbarium to provide us with niches so that the mortal remains of loved ones can be laid to rest here in the cathedral.
There was a time when the church, Catholic Church, didn't approve of cremation. That changed, and people used to talk about maybe where they'd scatter their ashes. It changed again a couple of years back because the Vatican said you shouldn't really be scattering them in the wind or at the Cliffs of Moher.
In the early 60s, the Church made it clear that cremation was acceptable, and they did give guidelines as to how it would be carried out, that the mortal remains, when they are cremated, should be interred in some sacred place. Up to now, I suppose, families have been using graves of loved ones, and in recent times, with the increase in cremation, shortage of burial space. So this is the first columbarium in a cathedral in Ireland. Some churches in Northern Ireland have them already, but it's a new concept here in the Republic.
Do you expect you'll need more of these types of spaces, so, in the church?
Oh, I have no doubt about it, not just in the diocese, but throughout the country. I think going forward, churches will be able to offer this facility. There's no doubt about it, because there's plenty of spaces in a lot of our churches and that's not used at the moment, and going forward it would be an ideal opportunity to give that facility to people. It's also a place of prayer where people come in. The footfall in this cathedral is very big, and people come in every day to say their prayer, light their candle, and they will be able to come in and spend time with loved ones as well. And there's also another advantage to some people who have said to me that, you know, they have nobody to look after them when they die, and looking after a grave or a headstone can be a challenge for them, whereas they see this as an ideal opportunity to be cared for, to be remembered, to be loved and to be prayed for.
You can certainly see how that would work, John. That was obviously Ennis Parish Priest Father Tom Ryan there. How does it all look, this columbarium wall?
It looks really nice, Sarah. It's in a small and quiet room just off the main entrance at the back of the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, right beside where people come to light their candles. And what you see is an ornate bronze covering on the wall featuring a Celtic cross style art design inspired by St. Senan's Monastery off the Clare coast. And behind these ornate bronze doors, the wall is divided into small spaces or niches, as they call them, which will be filled with hundreds of small wooden urns. Starting at the end of this month, they'll be ready to start accepting those urns. Today, I met Joseph O'Neill from Belfast, who set up Eternum Columbarium. That's his company. And this week, he and his colleague, Amanda McCullough, are meeting people interested in reserving one of these spaces for their ashes or those of a loved one. Now, traditionally, if you think about it, Sarah, only the clergy or royals would be buried inside the walls of big cathedrals like this. So first, Amanda told me that many people she's meeting are feeling privileged to know their final resting place will be within the walls of their local church.
It's a very new concept to a lot of people, and they're only thinking about it for the first time. And I think being laid to rest then in the cathedral gives them some peace of mind about the whole process of cremation.
And it does feel like a very peaceful space. I suppose people like that idea as well. Are you getting people of mixed ages, or is it older people, Amanda, who are sitting down with you for these appointments?
We've seen very mixed ages and mixed backgrounds as well. So it's people from all walks of life, really.
And a lot of people buying in twos, you said?
Yes, so the majority of people have bought in twos, and it's been husbands and wives or families, brothers and sisters, or we've even had neighbours.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone saying, I don't want to be buried beside that person, I don't want my urn going in there?
No, we haven't had any of that yet. And we have had a few people who have opted to take one niche individually, and no, they're not worried about who's beside them. They're more thinking about they're going to be here in the cathedral.
Will it be marked? Will there be names, or will the people actually know in time?
Yes, there'll be a wee brass plaque with the name, the date of birth and the date of death on it. So yes, they'll be commemorated that way.
Joseph, how did the business come about, Eternum Columbarium?
So it's an idea I've had for a number of years. A church in Belfast, St Malachy's, was undergoing restoration. They carved up some space under the floor and sold it off as spaces for urns. And I just thought it was a good idea. I knew there was a lack of burial space and that cremation was becoming more and more popular. But the options for people who have the ashes of loved ones are very limited. You know, columbarium walls aren't that popular, and the ones that we do have are outside, and a lot of people don't find them that attractive. So I knew that there was an opportunity to meet an unmet need and to work in partnership with churches and organisations.
This one is going to bring in about €435,000. You're not going to tell me how much goes to the church and how much to your company? Or...
No, well, that's commercially sensitive, but it is a very, very generous proportion goes to the church.
Well, that's Joseph O'Neill from the Belfast company Eternum Columbarium. And you mentioned a lot of money there, John. How much does it cost, do we know, to have your ashes interred in the cathedral?
It costs €1,816 for one niche to store one person's ashes in a small wooden box or an urn. It's a one-off payment. There's space for 240 of those urns in this columbarium. It'll be finished in the coming weeks, but already over half of them have been sold either to people whose loved ones have already died or those who want to pre-arrange their funeral arrangements. People like Marie Keane. Marie works as a judge of the district court across the country and describes herself as a very organised person. Now, she's only in her early 50s, but having just a brother in her immediate family, she wants to take care of arrangements herself, and was also inspired by her work for over 20 years as a solicitor before she became a judge.
It was something that I always found very interesting in terms of the instructions that you would take from people when they were coming to make their will. It was a deeply personal interview, and people often disclosed some of the most personal and intimate details of their lives to you. And what I would have observed is that people were concerned with where they would be buried, who they would be buried with, and some went so far as to give me specific instructions as to which members of the clergy they didn't want on the altar on the day of their funeral. So I've always been struck by the fact that it is a source of relief to people when they confirm what their instructions are.
You've paid over your money. €1,816 for your slot in the columbarium wall. Does it make you feel better? Can you forget about it now, or is it something that will stay on your mind because you have a lot of living to do, Marie?
No, I'm quite satisfied. As I said to you, John, I regard myself as organised. I have the decision made, that's it. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't have to think about it again now, and it'll be somebody else's problem.
Matt Power, Shenaway Road, Innes.
Tell me about Bernie.
Yes, she loved life. She was a very fit person, had a real appreciation of nature, and unfortunately we lost her unexpectedly while attending my daughter's wedding in Italy 2 years ago.
Very tragic, so it must have been very difficult for you all.
Indeed, it was a tremendous shock to the family, one that we're not over yet indeed. She was never happy with the idea of the conventional burial. The thought, I think, of being buried deep underground and exposed to the ravages of nature didn't appeal to her. Because of that, and to comply with her wishes, she was cremated. Her ashes are in an urn sitting on the mantelpiece at home in Shenaway Road. But I did believe that that was only a temporary arrangement, and then I heard of Father Tom's plans for establishing a columbarium here in the cathedral. What I liked about it is that it's open to the general public. It's an integral part of the church. The dead hopefully will be remembered by people who pass by and hopefully say prayers on their behalf.
Matt, you deserve a long retirement after being a school principal for many years, and you have a lot of grandchildren coming to keep you busy as well. But in time, you plan to join Bernie here as well.
Indeed, yeah. I have my own niche purchased also. There's where the final resting place will be. We don't know the story in between now and then, but it's nice to know that that has been arranged.
And that is Matt Power remembering his late wife, Bernie, ending that report from John Cook.